Shri Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Navadab Dham ki jai, Gaon Shri Bhagwan Atos ki Bhakti Devi ki jai, Ananda Bhogi Vaishnava Rani ki jai, Samadat Bhakti Vrindi ki jai, O Premanandi, All Glories to Samadat Bhogi Zaha, 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 All Glories to Samadat Bhogi Zaha,
All Glories to Samadat Bhogi Zaha, All Glories to Samadat Bhogi Zaha,
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Namo Vishnumadaya Krishna Sagalaya Shrimati Bhagavatam Swami Nityanandaye. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachara Nandarvashyate Shrimati Vasavate Shrimati Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shrimati Bhagavatam
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Great Vishnu Bhagavan, Gana Bhagavan, 24, verse 62. Kriya,
Kalapaya,
Dham,
Eva,
Yogina,
Sarantata,
Sahu, Yajanti, Shithaye, Utendrihanta, Karanopa Lakshatam, Translation, my dear Lord, your universal form consists of all five elements, the senses, mind, intelligence, false ego, and the Paramatma, your partial expansion.
who is the director of everything. Yogis other than the devotees, namely the Karma Yogi and Jnana Yogi, worship you by their respective actions in their respective positions. It is stated both in the Vedas and the Shastras, the corollaries of the Vedas, indeed everywhere, is that only you are to worship, and that is the expert version of all the Vedas. Therefore, in the previous verse, Lord Shiva wanted to see the form of the Lord, which the devotees are always interested in. There are other forms of this Lord manifest in the material world, including Brahma and other demigods. And these are worshipped by materialistic persons. In the second canto, third chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam has stated that those who desire material benefits are recommended to worship different types of demigods. And in conclusion, the Bhagavatam recommends Akama, Sarvakama, Vamoksha, Kama, Vindana, E. Tivrena Bhakti Yogi Nadya Jeta Purusham Param. The devotees of the Gyanis, who are known as Moksha Kama, and the Karmis, who are known as Sarvakama, are all inspiring to worship Him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. We're all aspiring to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. Even when one performs yajñas, as stated here, you should always remember that the demigods are but agents of the Supreme Lord. Actually, the worshipful Lord is Vishnu Yageshwara. Thus, even when different demigods are worshipping the Vedic Tantra, sacrifices the actual role of sacrifice of Lord Vishnu. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Tepi mam eva kuntaya yajanti avidi purvaka. Whatever a man can sacrifice to other gods, so son of Kunti is really meant for me alone, but is offered without true understanding. Thus, the worshippers of various demigods also worship the Supreme Lord, but they do so against the regulatory principles. The purpose of the regulatory principles is to satisfy Lord Vishnu. In the Vishnu Purana, the same thing is confirmed. Vanashama charavatam, purushena parapaman, Vishnu haradhe panta, ananyata toshataranam. Here it is clearly mentioned that Karmi, Jnana Yogi, but everyone worships Lord Vishnu. He is actually expert in knowledge of the Vedas and Tantras. The word Govinda is very significant, for it indicates the devotees of the Lord. Only the devotees know perfectly that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is all-pervading. Within the material energy, He is represented by the five material elements as well as divine intelligence and ego. He is also represented by another energy, the living energies, and all these manifestations of the spiritual and material world combined are but representations of the different energies of the Lord. The conclusion is that the Lord is one, that He is expanding everything. This is understood by the Vedic version, Sarva Kalvidam Brahma. One who knows this concentrates all his energy in worshiping Lord Vishnu. Translation, my dear Lord, your universal form consists of all five elements, the senses, mind, intelligence, false ego, which is material, and the karma, your partial expansion, who is the director of everything. Yogis, other than the devotees, namely the Karma Yogi, the Jnana Yogi, worship you by their respective actions in their respective positions. It is stated both in the Vedas and the Shastras that are the corollaries of the Vedas, indeed everywhere, that it is only you who are to be worshipped. That is the expert version of all the Vedas. So this statement is showing there. Ultimately, all the processes and all of the objects of worship in the Vedas are actually worship of Vishnu. So all the Vedas ultimately make this statement. Even though we will find that the Karma Yogis worship different Devatas, and the Jnana Yogis worship Brahma, and of course the Paramatma Yogis worship Paramatma. Still, ultimately everything ends in Bhagavan Vishnu. So these types of worship are indirect worship. They're not direct worship. There is an improper way to worship and a proper way. The improper way of indirect worship is to worship the devatas thinking they are independent of Vishnu. So this is criticized in the Bhagavad Gita where Krishna says this is avidhi purvakam. The other way of worshipping the devas, which is indirect worship of the Lord, is to understand, yes, they are simply
representatives of the Supreme Lord and servants of the Lord, and we worship them only as servants of the Lord. So if one does so, that is the correct worship of the Deva does. Nevertheless, a higher principle is not to worship the Deva does at all, but simply worship Vishnu directly. So we have an indirect method which is wrong, an indirect method which is okay, and then we have direct worship of the Lord, which is better. So when we directly worship the Lord, then we call that bhakti. And when it's indirect, it may be karma yoga, jnana yoga, or sangha yoga, or if we don't even worship the Lord in these systems, then it is not, those processes don't even give proper results. So therefore we can say that the proper jnana yogi and karma also worship the Lord, even though it is indirect, if they do it properly. And if they do it improperly and they don't worship the Lord, then they do not get any results for their activities. So the proper karma yoga, jnana yoga, and the sangha yoga involve worship of the Lord to some degree. And that they recognize everything is an expansion from the Supreme Lord. So the devotees, of course, simply worship the Supreme Lord, and they reject the worship of anything else, such as Brahma or Paramatma or the Devadas. And if they do worship secondarily, then they are called mixed devotees, Karma Mr. Bhaktas or Gan Mr. Bhaktas or Yoga Mr. Bhaktas. But the Bhagavatam's conclusion is ultimately pure bhakti is considered the best. So we don't mix the bhakti with other things at all. And we simply worship the Supreme Lord. Even if we worship the Supreme Lord only, we can worship the Supreme Lord for material things. As it is said in this verse in the second canto, Kama Sarva Kama Vamoksha Kama Vodarati. One can worship the Lord for all material benedictions. One can worship the Lord for liberation also. Or one can worship the Lord purely. So again, we will have mixed bhakti. For instance, Dhruva did not worship anyone except Vishnu, but he had a material desire. Therefore, he has karma mixed bhakti. And similarly, Gajendra only worshipped the Lord by offering prayers to Vishnu, but he wanted to get out of his material misery of being attacked by a crocodile. So therefore, he was also a karma mixed bhakti. So, in this way, even if we don't worship devatas, if we still have material desires and we worship the Lord, then it is also called karma mixed bhakti. And the same goes for Gyan Mr. Bhakti. If there is some attachment to the idea of liberation along with worship of the Lord, then we will have Gyan Mr. Bhakti, as in the case of the Kumaras. Even though they don't worship anybody else, but they have a tendency to want peacefulness as well as Supreme Lord. So therefore, ultimately, the best is to simply worship the Supreme Lord only with pure bhakti. That is the highest level. So the Vedas and other literatures recommend various processes for various types of people according to their qualification. But they do not have faith in the Lord, and the faith in other things is greater, then they are recommended to worship by karma yoga, etc. However, in Kali Yuga, this is not the recommended process. Rather than follow all these other processes, Narada Muni advised Veda Vyas simply to tell everyone to do bhakti to Krishna, and that's all. And not do the karma yoga or the jnana yoga or the astanga yoga at all. And if we do bhakti, then it's always preferable to do pure bhakti to Krishna. So in this way, the conclusion is ultimately worship of the Lord. And of course, among the forms of the Lord here, we have worship of Vishnu. Shiva is recommended worship of Vishnu as Bhagavan. However, ultimately in the Bhagavatam, the conclusion is Krishna Swayam Bhagavan. So in Kali Yuga, the worship of Krishna is superior because of his attractive nature. It is easy for the people to worship Krishna because of his wonderful qualities. So therefore, ultimately, even the worship of Vishnu is not recommended in Kali Yuga. It is better to tell everyone to worship Krishna. In this way, people can become attracted to his wonderful form and qualities and activities. And for that purpose, the Bhagavatam has described the Leela of Krishna in the 10th canto. We have a general statement here of Shiva, which is correct. And then we have the more particular proposition of Narada Muni that ultimately in Kali Yuga advise everyone to simply worship Krishna above everything. And in Krishna, of course, you get a mixed bhakti or pure bhakti. Best is to worship Krishna in pure bhakti. And in pure bhakti, let us worship Krishna in Vrindavan, that form in Vrindavan. This is considered the highest. So that is the conclusion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the conclusion finally. And of course that is Lord Chaitanya's philosophy. He gave us the name of Krishna. It's not like Nam Sankirtan, but Krishna Nam Sankirtan. So we're worshiping Krishna and chanting Krishna's name rather than other names.
You want to approach Krishna through the material desires of the one moksha. But ultimately, you will become purified by all these by worshiping Krishna.
Hopefully, yeah. It's a long process. But they do require association also of devotees who are practicing purely. It is possible they may stick to those desires also even in a later stage of bhakti, so it is better to have association with devotees who are practicing purely and get proper knowledge.
And Paramatma being part of the universal form, how can you say that the universal form is superior?
Oh, Paramatma is the soul of the universal form, which is material. That's all.
The number of elements?
Elements, five material elements, plus mind, intelligence, ego, plus senses, plus sense objects are also included in that. Of course, that's not even mentioned in the text itself. Bhutendriyanta karana upalakshita. Under karana means all the subtle elements. Bhutendriya will mean the senses and the sense objects. Bhutu will mean the five material elements. And then we have mind, intelligence, ego, etc. That produces all the things.
I love it.